Get started. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the beautiful opportunity you've given us to be able to gather in your house on this beautiful day and be able to study and be able to sing songs and be able to lift up prayer concerns. So much you've given us, and help us always to be truly thankful for each and everything that you give us every day. As we pray in Jesus' precious holy name, amen. Coming on Thanksgiving Day, we have a lot of history in this country concerning Thanksgiving Day, but we also have a lot of history and teaching concerning giving thanks and being thankful in the Word of God. The actual phrase or word thanksgiving is found 27 times throughout the Word of God, from Leviticus all the way through to Revelation. And it's amazing that this country at one time was so solidly founded upon the principles of the teachings of Jesus Christ, that this country has set aside an opportunity for a special day of Thanksgiving. We can see through the history various things, like George Washington said, "Let us unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions." Founding fathers that were true believers in Jesus Christ. I've got some really old dictionaries which are more dependable than the new ones. But in the 1959 dictionary, when you look up, Thanksgiving Day was first celebrated in America in 1621 by the Pilgrims as an occasion for feasting and prayer. So we can take it all the way back to that. It's a lot of history based on Thanksgiving Day, or tradition based on going all the way back to the days of the Pilgrims. President Lincoln proclaimed the fourth Thursday in November in 1863, Thanksgiving Day. So since he proclaimed that fourth Thursday, we have celebrated that day as being our designated day for giving thanks. A newer dictionary, Webster's 2002 dictionary, it reads public acknowledgement of divine goodness. But then going back into the older dictionaries, in 1925, an elementary school dictionary reads, in the United States, a day set apart each year for thanksgiving and praise to God for his mercies, a form of words expressed of thanks to God. All the way back there, pointing out thanks to God. It doesn't say a day to celebrate eating turkey. You hear a lot of folks call it Turkey Day. Well, no, it's Thanksgiving Day. It's a day that this country has set aside specifically to give thanks to God for his many blessings. In the 1914 dictionary, it reads, a day set apart for a public celebration of divine goodness. Focusing on that, the divinity, divine goodness. It reads, specifically in the United States, an annual festival appointed by proclamation, which was the proclamation of Abraham Lincoln back there in 1863. And it is celebrated with religious services and social festivities. And it's awesome that that has not yet been destroyed. I say not yet because this new crazy antichrist woke attitude that these liberals and these clearly antichrist folks have, trying to destroy everything, trying to eliminate the statues commemorating the founding fathers, even going after George Washington now and Abraham Lincoln, going after all of them. So anything they've done or proclaimed or announced, they want to destroy it. Why? Because they're antichrist. They want to get God out of the United States. They want to destroy Christianity completely. That's the basis of it. That's the root of it. We Christians have quite a task ahead of us. This Thanksgiving Day, we need to focus on giving thanks to Jesus Christ for everything he's done for us, speaking us into existence and giving us opportunity of salvation, an opportunity to be part of the family, to be adopted into the family. Every meal that he gives us, we need to give thanks. He gave us those examples in his word where he gave thanks before feeding the multitudes. He gave thanks before that Last Supper that they had there with the disciples. So many examples that he gives us all throughout his word that we need to truly be thankful. In Philippians chapter 4, if you will turn over there, some excellent, simple verses we turn to so often, and it is so important to know that it is important for us to be thankful in everything. In Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. See, we have that opportunity to let others around us know that we are born-again Christians. As the opportunity comes, we need to have the boldness to step up, proclaim Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, but also in everything that we do, every interaction with anybody else, they need to know there's something different about you. They need to be seeing Jesus Christ in you. You need to be sharing that love and shining that light of Jesus Christ into this dark world every single day. Because that's what he's telling us. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. That means don't be overly concerned. Don't be worried. So many people dealing with stress and worry don't need to worry when you trust in Jesus Christ. He can see you through it. He can give you the clarity and understanding and knowing what to do and what not to do and the peace that comes along with that. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Prayer, that's asking. Supplication, that's listing it. List it all. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, he wants to hear about it. Something simple, something major, whatever. All things. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God with thanksgiving. It isn't that you come to the Lord and it's simply gimme, 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 gimme. No, you got to come to the Lord, praise the Lord, thank the Lord, then ask him for what you want as well, and then thank him for giving you what you want or what you need or what you desire or what you truly should have. Read 6 again. It's such an important one. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, when you do the things that he just listed, chapter 4, verse 4 through 6, when you do those, then that peace of God is going to come upon you. That peace comes upon you by the power of the Holy Ghost that indwells each and every one of the truly born-again Christians. That's there. That's available to us. We really, truly need to be thankful. We'll turn over to 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5. Just like he said over there in Philippians, starts out here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, rejoice evermore. See, if we truly are thankful, we're going to be rejoicing, because if we truly trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we know that we have a home in heaven to look forward to. We know that we have a glorified body with no more aches and pains and sorrows, no more death, no more tears, none of that. It's all passed away. A glorious body to look forward to, that we're going to be like Jesus Christ. Whatever he chooses to be like for eternity, he's going to allow us to be like him, the one who has ultimate authority. And that is so much to be thankful for. In that, we can truly rejoice continuously, rejoice evermore, even in the moments of our pain, in our sorrow, in our suffering that we have currently in this world. How we handle those hard times is part of our testimony to the world that sees us go through those hard times. What are we doing? Are we whining? Are we moaning? Are we groaning? Are we complaining? Or are we still praising the Lord, even though we're going through some hardships? That's the opportunities that are within those hardships to reach others. So rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. When we have that constant communication with the Lord, we have that constant flow of the blessings from the Lord and the encouragement and the peace. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. everything, even the hardships, the trials, the temptations, those are even things to be thankful for. Yes, sometimes it's pretty hard to wake up in the morning, you feel those aches and pains, and to say, thank you, Lord, for those aches and pains. Well, you don't really think that way, do you? But at least he gave you another day of opportunity to be in this realm, to gain more rewards and blessings and to share with others. But he also tells us to list everything. Thank you, Lord, for another day of opportunity. Thank you, Lord, please get rid of these pains, by the way. He wants us to tell him that and have the faith that he can. And if he doesn't take them away, still praise the Lord. That's what he tells us, rejoice evermore. He don't say, just put up with your pain and don't bother me about them. He doesn't say that, no. Tell him about it. If you have some aches and pains, ask him to relieve them. If you have some concerns, some challenges, some obstacles, some mountains in the pathway, tell him about them. He wants you to tell him about them. Because in telling him, expresses our faith in him that he can take care of those. And then be thankful for the experience of going through those things, because it builds you up. It gives you strength. It gives you experience that you can then relate to others that are about to go through those or are currently going through those same challenges, to guide them in the faith that you have, to guide them and let them know that they can have a peace that passeth all understanding when they truly trust in Jesus Christ. And always give thanks for those opportunities. They might be challenging. They might be painful, yes. But you can be guided by the Lord. You can be supported by the Lord. You can be conquerors over all that through the power and the might of Jesus Christ. So in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Very important. It's His will that we be thankful for everything. Verse 19, quench not the spirit. See, if we are just moaning and groaning and complaining and not using those things to grow closer to the Lord, then we're kind of closing that opportunity to learn from those experiences, and we're turning down the volume or quenching the spirit. So it's important that we always recognize what's going on. Turn now, if you will, back to Psalm 95, where we can find very early on the reference to giving thanks, that we truly need to be thankful. In Psalm 95, the author of this is not recorded here, but we know it's an awesome psalm. In verses 1 through 7, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. A joyful noise and singing. Not just coming in and, woe is me, moan and groan and complain. No, he didn't like that murmuring. Children of Israel through the Exodus, when they come to him murmuring and complaining, he didn't like that. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice. And we got to always know to come to him with that thanksgiving. Like it says there in verse 2 again, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Always, when you come to the Lord in prayer, always be thankful. The opportunity is there to give thanks for what he's already done for you. The opportunity is there to list what you need, of course, but be thankful for what you've already got. Over in Psalm 100, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful for unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. His mercy, his truth, his goodness, it's going to last for all generations. And come to him with thanksgiving. Over and over and over, we see that theme throughout the Word of God. To come to him with thanksgiving, to be thankful over and over. And over in Psalm 105, verse 1 through 5, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." See, that's one of the important parts that we saw over there in the New Testament. Let your moderation be known unto all men. And here we see it. Make his deeds known among all people. To let everyone know that the Lord has blessed you. There is so many opportunities in today's world of technology to be able to proclaim your trust, your faith, and your thankfulness to Jesus Christ. We need to do that. Always. Not just be moaning and groaning and complaining and whining and that's it. Can we moan and groan and complain and whine? Well, we all do, so apparently we can. But does he like it? He don't like it when we moan and groan and complain. But he does want us to tell him when we do have an issue. Just because you're bringing up a problem that is within your life doesn't mean that you're complaining about it. You're acknowledging the existence of a situation. But if you take that situation and you use it to whine and moan about it, then you've crossed the line. But if you have an issue, whatever it is, the Lord wants to hear about it. He wants you to tell him about it. Because, like I said earlier, in telling him about it shows that your faith and trust in him to be able to take care of it. So in that, when you list those things, when you're praying, when you're giving thanks to the Lord, you tell him if you've got a sore foot or a headache or a broken arm or whatever it might be. Tell him, "Lord, I got this problem right now. Can you take care of it for me? Or will you take care of it for me? Thank you for taking care of it for me." And then he'll take care of you. That's not moaning and groaning and complaining. That's listing with supplications. So we've got to know there's a careful balance there. There's a line between listing what you're really going through and moaning and groaning and complaining about what you're going through. He wants us to come to him. Tell him, "Lord, I'm dealing with this issue. Please take care of it for me." Not, "Lord, why did you do this to me? Oh, is me. I'm the same with much pain. I don't deserve this." Then you cross the line. You're moaning and groaning and complaining. Tell him about it. He wants to hear about it. Don't whine about it, but definitely tell him about it. He gives us that opportunity. And over in Psalm 106, "Praise ye the Lord." See, when we truly acknowledge that he is authority over everything, the very breath that we have within us, we can praise him for the opportunity to live in this world, this time, and all the many opportunities that we have to be able to bring honor and glory to him. So in that, we can say, "Praise the Lord." "Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." His mercy endureth forever. That's important to always acknowledge that and know that. And to give him credit and to acknowledge that he is Lord, ultimate authority over our lives. Ultimate authority. That means the supreme authority. And we truly need to acknowledge that. And over in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, one verse here, verse 15, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." What's that gift? The gift of opportunity of salvation that Jesus Christ has given to all of us that will freely receive it. He wants us to receive that. He has that gift. He's holding it out there for anyone who wants to take it, to reach out and take that. And that's something that is way beyond what we could possibly ever deserve. It's by his mercy, his grace, that he gives us that gift. And then he gives us the opportunity to turn around and share that gift with others. And to have such an opportunity is amazing. that He allows us to give away something that never really leaves us, because the Lord blesses us with that much more when we are generous. Now, I'm not just talking about give all your money away. I'm talking about give the experiences of your life, give the testimony, give the light of Jesus Christ, give the love. That's what's important to give, and to show people the pathway to Jesus Christ. Give your experiences in that way. Because they say experience is the best teacher, especially when it's someone else's experience that you can learn from. And take that opportunity and truly to be thankful, because the Lord has saved us. He's left us here for a purpose. Find out what that purpose is. He tells us in His Word that He has ordained us. He has sanctified us. That means to particularly chose us for a task. Find out what it is. How? By praying and studying and listening to the Holy Ghost. Does it come instantly to you? Sometimes it might. But many times it's a journey. It may take some time. It may take years before you're fully understanding the will of the Lord in your life. When you do, it's an eye-opener. It's a real revelation. And then you get at it. And you do what the Lord wants you to do. Whatever it may be, and acknowledge and know that you are His, and be thankful for the opportunities that He has given us. And when you wake up and you have those aches and pains and woes, we can turn to His Word and find some things that are very important for us to be thankful for, and that is that glorified body to look forward to. Like it says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, where it reads, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doeth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's thanks be to God. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And once again, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through the finished work of Jesus Christ, we have that victory over death, and that glorified body to look forward to. And as we made a reference to earlier in Revelation chapter 21, you know, I go quite often because I truly love these verses here, what we have to look forward to and to be thankful that Jesus Christ has gave us the opportunity to be a joint heir with Him, to be able to be in the family of God and be able to be looking forward to a brand new earth that is beyond our capability to even comprehend how beautiful it will be. And this brand new earth is what the born-again Christians have to look forward to. And the Lord makes reference to that in Revelation chapter 21, where He says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." It's awesome that we know that this world that we're in, this planet that we're in, the entire cosmos, all that is going to be vaporized, gone, melted away, like it says over in 2 Peter. And it is going to be a brand new home for us, a brand new earth. It might be a million times bigger than one we currently reside upon, but it's going to be exactly what the Lord wants it to be, and it's going to be way more than what we could ever possibly deserve. And that's something to truly be thankful for. Not only that, that glorified body that we just read about. And as He continues here, some even more great things that He has in store for us. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. As you continue to read through the book of Revelation, you see some descriptions of that big, beautiful city, 1,500-mile square city with 12 gates on it. Why are there gates? Because the kingdoms of the world come in and out of those gates. Kingdoms of the earth, the new earth, able to come into that huge, beautiful city and worship and walk hand in hand with Jesus Christ in that beautiful city that's going to be lit 24 hours a day, and be able to go out of that city and enjoy the blessings of the new planet, the new earth, with all the creatures created in their perfection, all brand new, with no more pain or sorrow. As it continues, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." It isn't that we're going to have to pray to him for somewhere way off in the distance. He's going to be right there where we can touch him and be in right face to face in his presence. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death." No more separation, in other words. Never to be separated from God again. "Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away." And that's where you say, praise the Lord. No more pain. Because I'm sure most of us sitting out here are enduring pain right now. There ain't going to be no more of that pain. Let's read 4 again. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." That's sons and daughters, of course. We're going to be right there with the Lord for eternity. Those of us that have truly trusted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Those of us that are truly thankful to God and giving him thanks for everything. And as it said there in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." His unspeakable gift, which was Jesus Christ coming down and taking on the sins of all mankind, past, present, and future, for us. Dying on that cross, being buried, rose again the third day. Stuck around some 40 days preaching and teaching. Ascended to the Father. Sits on the right hand of the Father, our great high priest. The propitiation or payment for our sins. That is the free gift that we need to truly believe in and accept and acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior. Then we have these things that I just read about to look forward to. And that's truly a whole lot to be thankful for. So let us all truly be thankful. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. The list of so many things that are in here that you have already done for us and that you promise you will do for us, it's amazing. Help us always have that opportunity to dig into your word and find those things and be comforted by the indwelling Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and help us all to truly be thankful. And we truly do thank you today as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thank you all.